What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
The Eagles get it back. We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep for it all. Devontae Smith. He has got it. Touchdown.
Wow.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Pepsi Plaza outside of the link getting you ready. The beginning of Eagles season, the defending season. Even they don't have to say it, but we say it starts
today.
We're not
defending champs,
Mike. We can say it. We can say
it. Blank canvas.
We can say it. And it is a very special Hurts day, as today is Jalen Hurts' birthday. So we're looking for your favorite thing about QB1. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today is, it's not a poll, on his 27th birthday, what do you appreciate the most about Jalen Hurts? Now, I'm going to pick one out each time. Mm-hmm. This one's my favorite from Luke.
Okay.
He hates to lose more than he likes to win.
Oh. Oh. Totally agree.
That is Mamba mentality.
Come
on.
Man,
that's Jordan.
Yes. We will find out. We will reveal the Eagles' Mount Rushmore at 2:30. Find out if Jalen made it. 215-592-9494. Chris in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, loud and clear, yeah.
What's up, Chris?
I have a question for Ike. I'm a new caller. I've been listening for a few months. I got a question for Ike. By the way, Spike, I've been listening to you since 2007, back in the Kid Chris days. So.
Wow, long time ago.
Yeah,
okay.
You have any old tapes?
No.
But I got a question for Ike.
Okay.
Ike.
Yo.
Hello.
I'm here, brother.
Oh, got to speak up. I can't hear you. Speak up. Hey,
well,
why do you think Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback? I'm new listening, so just tell me why.
You say that again?
Why is he a top five quarterback, Jalen Hurts?
Oh, why do I believe he's a top five quarterback?
Because I disagree. So why? Why do you think that?
Okay, well, I believe he's a top five quarterback. Huh? Let me explain to you. I believe he's a top five quarterback because when you look at his consistency of winning and compared to the other quarterbacks, like, you just can't weigh or measure a quarterback by stats and yardage, right? Or people like to say, well, he doesn't have as much weight of the offense on him as some of the other guys. All those are fair arguments, and maybe that's why they're in the top five as well. But once you get past those top four that are sort of consensus top four, I don't know why Jalen Hurts' resume from the time that he's been a starter for the last 4 years is less impressive than anyone else. And quite frankly, I can argue that it's more impressive than Joe Burrow's resume. It is more impressive than Joe Burrow's resume. It's even more impressive than Lamar Jackson's resume, except Lamar has two MVP awards on his resume. But what does he have to show you for the postseason? So you have to ask yourself, what is it that you value in a quarterback? Here's what I want from my quarterback. I want my quarterback to be available. I want my quarterback to show up in the biggest moments and in the biggest games. I want my quarterback to be consistent. Let me go back. Show up in the biggest games and in the biggest moments. That's what I want my quarterback to do. And that's what Jalen Hurts has done since he's taken over the reins as a full-time starter in the National Football League. Check his resume. He has an All-Pro on it. He has Pro Bowls on it. He has appearances in the playoffs every year as a starter. He has two Super Bowl appearances. He has a championship and a Super Bowl MVP. Now, you tell me why he shouldn't be a top five quarterback. What's impressive to you and what matters to you? Forget about me telling you why he should be. I just gave you that. Now you tell me why he shouldn't be a top five quarterback.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you, man. Goodness, man. Anyway, here we go.
Well, in the beginning, you told me to speak up, so I spoke up so you could hear me.
Don't raise your voice. Hold on. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Man. Why'd you lose my damn thoughts? Oh.
Why? Because I gave you facts. Don't get frustrated.
Wow, he hung up.
Lost
wow.
I know it. Because, see, it hurts. I don't even remember his name.
Chris.
But I can make you famous, Chris. Because now you're on my radar for the next time you call, or you won't call ever again because you just got cooked.
And I want to be clear.
You just got cooked.
I did not hang up on Chris.
No, we don't hang up. Yeah. No. Well, you were looking forward to hearing what he had to rebuttal there.
Of course. I want to hear it.
I did too.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
We all want to hear it. As a matter of fact, Chris, because I know you're a fan of the show, call back. We'll get you right up.
Right on. If something
immediately.
If something happened to your phone, you call Buzz.
Call back.
Buzz will get you right up. In fact, here's Buzz's cell if you want to call them directly.
Call back immediately, yeah. Chris.
Do you want me to reveal the Eagles' Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Buzz, do you have the Mount Rushmore thing back?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
It is Mount Rushmore week, 30 past every hour, a new Mount Rushmore. Now, 2:30 is the big ones. Tomorrow at 2:30, by the way, we will reveal the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. So this is all teams. This is, now just to repeat the rules again, this is only the last 50 years, and it was 50% voted on by listeners, by you, on 94WIP.com, 50% voted by WIP staff, except for Hugh, who did not get it in on time.
Because you bullied him.
I'm not trying to bully anyone. And this is the voting. The first head on Mount Rushmore and the top vote getter is, unsurprisingly, Brian Dawkins.
Nice.
Oh, come on, man. You want to try to disrespect him?
I do not.
Weapon X.
All I do is ask questions. By the way, if you ever ask about this, you put in a good word for
I
me.
Will. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
all right, all right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you. The second head and second vote getter on the Eagles Mount Rushmore, as determined by WIP listeners and our staff, Reggie White.
Of course, yeah.
The third head on the Eagles Mount Rushmore and third highest vote getter is Jason Kelce.
Wow.
So Kelce makes it.
Wow.
Now here's where we get, now there's a lot of names left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here is the, and it was close, but here is the fourth head on the Eagles Mount Rushmore, as voted on by WIP staff and listeners, is Lane Johnson.
Wow.
Lane Johnson?
Oh, it's an offensive line fan.
And I love Lane.
Love Lane.
He's not on mine for a couple of reasons.
Shout
I'll
out
get
to the fans voting Lane Johnson. How about that?
So the rest of the voting went this way, through the top 10, just in order. This is voting. Fifth was Jalen. Six was Brandon Graham. Seven was Howie Roseman.
Wow.
Howie Roseman got very little listener support, but a lot of staff support.
Yeah, not voting for Howie, sorry.
Number eight, Donovan.
Okay.
Number nine, Nick Foles.
Okay.
And number 10 is Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, a lot of recency bias.
Yeah. We should all give ours now.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to go first?
If you want to.
So mine is Doc.
Okay.
Reggie.
Okay.
Foles.
Okay.
Brandon Graham.
Okay.
And here's how I looked at it.
Okay.
I think Reggie and Doc are no-brainers.
Yeah.
I think Foles being the first quarterback to win an Eagles Super Bowl in the way that he did it, I think deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore. And then for the fourth spot, I did want the second Super Bowl represented. But you know I don't want to put anybody on there whose career is still in the early stages, which is why I didn't even really consider Jalen.
Yeah.
Brandon as a 17-year Eagle, two-time Super Bowl champion, representative of the franchise, great player. Not the player that Lane is, of course, not the player that Kelce is, but I felt like he represented both eras, represented the second Super Bowl and the first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's why I had BG. So,
yeah, no real qualms about anybody on that list.
I felt good about it.
Yeah. It's a good list. All of those guys are certainly worthy. And I think when you do the whole Mount Rushmore thing, it ultimately is going to boil down to what, after you get past to me, Dalk and Reggie, it's about what had an impact on you as an Eagles fan.
Yeah, because there's so many great players.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, exactly. There are guys that are certainly worthy of being in that. So let me give you mine.
Yes, sir.
Dalk and Reggie.
Yep.
That's the two. Then I go Jalen Hurts and I go Donovan.
Donovan?
Yeah.
Wow. Over Kelce, BJ?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and here's why. Here's why. Donovan, for a decade, carried the weight of this franchise on his shoulders.
He did.
And a lot of that on the offensive side of the ball, where he didn't have necessarily the level of help of other guys have had. And had those guys step up and play big. And I understand that we didn't ultimately win a Super Bowl, but he did an awful lot without a lot that made us contenders and perennial contenders. And to get the 5 NFC championship games, 5 or 6 division titles, a Super Bowl appearance, and really, if you're talking about a franchise quarterback that you didn't have to worry about the quarterback for a decade, he's the last one we had.
Yep.
Everybody else has sort of piecemealed their careers together, or they're still sort of filling out their career.
We had moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but never until Jalen.
And that's why I can't distinguish who should I go with from that era. From Arthur McNabb until Jalen Hurts, there are so many central figures in that era. Howie Roseman coming back as the GM, assembling a team, bringing Nick Foles back, Carson Wentz being drafted, Jason Kelce being here, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson. Like, all those guys represent that era of football, and I can't distinguish who should be the most important guy from that era.
Yeah, it's almost
no one stands out.
It's almost like when I'm picking Foles or BG, it's almost like they're representing all of those guys.
All of those guys, yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, there are a lot of great players. But I think in your era, it seems very clear that offense and defense was Dawson.
It was established.
And Donovan.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It was established.
Yep.
And Reggie was the dominant figure of that era amongst other great players. And then I put Jalen on here because I'm sort of looking out into the future of what it's going to be, right? He's already got the most important ingredients established already. Now he's just adding on to it. So as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be that franchise quarterback that you have for a decade that can also add a championship to his resume and a Super Bowl MVP. And I don't know if you're going to get better than that moving forward. It's going to take a lot for somebody to move Jalen Hurts out of this position moving forward. So I may as well put him on there now. Jalen Hurts, McNabb, Dalk, and Reggie is my Mount Rushmore.
It seems like, by the way, the only person that could move Jalen Hurts off of it would be Jalen Hurts.
Would be Jalen Hurts,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because even injury, if God forbid he suffered
a career-ending injury.
But even
yes.
So, he has, like, it could never, like, hit the picture, the snapshot of his career almost would be, like, him playing gives it a chance to go down. Him not playing almost wouldn't. To a certain extent. Jack, your Eagles Mount Rushmore?
So three chalks. Reggie, Dawk, and Kelsey.
Ah, you think Kelsey is chalk?
That's not chalk.
I think it's chalk.
Okay.
He would look great on Mount Rushmore. There's no doubt about
it. Oh, he certainly would have looked great with the beard. Yeah, he definitely would have looked great.
Now,
the Mummer's
Chiefs
outfit.
Hat.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to put the hat on you.
Yeah, the Chiefs hat. Yeah. The Mummer's outfit's probably going to be etched on the Mount Rushmore.
Probably Kelsey. Will, yeah.
Yep.
Kelsey on there. And then... I think this guy is arguably the most important Eagle since 2000, and that is Howie Roseman. Like, I just he's been to three Super Bowls. He won one. His record after coming back from being pushed in the closet is impeccable. I mean, he built two Super Bowl teams with totally different cores.
General like, manager.
I can't put Howie on there. No, you're right. Now listen, he is a central figure to all of this, and. I just didn't have front office in my mind when I'm putting up the Mount Rushmore.
I'll tell you what,
players.
I would put Lurie.
Howie is a cop out a little bit.
I would put Lurie. Thank you. I would put Lurie on it before I would put Howie.
Exactly.
You know, like in the same way that
boring.
Well, no, in the same way the Raiders would put Al Davis on it, the Cowboys
well,
you would
like
have to put Jerry Jones on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's and I know you're not old enough to remember, but. Those who are realize that Jeffrey Lurie saved the franchise from a cheap owner that everybody hated. Like Norman Brayman was an enemy in this town because he would not invest. He didn't want to invest in the team. He was seen, you know, he had car dealerships or whatever. People refer to him as a car salesman. And the difference in to take the Eagles from where they were as a franchise, people also don't remember. We had to worry about blackouts at one point because the games weren't sold out. Like, we had a training camp at Westchester University. Like
nothing wrong with Westchester
no
University.
Offense. No offense. But, like, I think Jeffrey – now, I'm not putting Lurie on it, but without
you
Jeffrey Lurie –
You said he's more deserving.
Yeah.
Than, yeah.
Yeah. I think he – now we
But did, he doesn't build the teams. Like
he does
sure
not.
He does. His money does. And his willingness to spend that money does.
It helps. But someone's like, I still got to pay the right guys.
Well, I know, but I Howie has a team that does that. It's not solely Howie.
Howie by himself. Drafts, sure. Scouts. Actually develops, too. He's a coach on the field.
So there it is. The official Mount Rushmore, as voted on by staff and WIP listeners.
Who'd they have again? Lane Johnson in there, huh?
Brian Dawkins, Reggie White, Jason Kelsey,
it's
and
not
Lane
disrespectful.
Johnson.
How do you get two linemen on the Mount Rushmore?
We got to stop.
Bro,
we got to stop.
We're a lunch pail town.
I appreciate a good lunch pail. I just, it's a little thirsty.
First ballot Hall of Famer. Some people forget.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, we do, 215-592-9494. Our main thing today is Jalen's birthday. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? But we did have a guy, he fell off. Chris called in.
Oh, call back.
Chris, we're ready for you. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
Game
What's
day,
up, Chuck?
Baby.
Game day. Get my neck rolled. I'm just saying.
There it is.
What's going on? Hey, listen. That Mount Rushmore could have been better. I mean, it could have been better. You know what I mean? Eagles won. I was expecting a little bit more than that. You know,
well, who would have been on yours, Chuck?
You got not two linemen. That's an indictment.
Well, who would be on yours?
Terrible.
Who would be on yours?
That shows that the Eagles are terrible, man. You know what I mean? If you got two linemen on there. You got nobody else to pick?
They're both Hall of Fame linemen.
Yeah, come on. I mean, I love Lane. Lane is my favorite lineman ever played for the Eagles. But, you know,
so who would be your four?
Well, I'm going to say McNabb. Yeah, I would go McNabb.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Reggie White.
Yeah.
Dawkins.
Yeah,
and then I'm going with either Harold Carmichael or Mike Quick.
Oh, you're going all old school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they, you know, yeah, Mike Quick was a great player, great wide
receiver. Oh, no doubt. Harold Carmichael was a Hall of Famer.
And Harold Carmichael's a Hall of Famer, so I don't know why, you know, why don't the wide receivers in this town get any love? We never mention A.J. Brown with anything. You know, we don't mention any.
We talk about A.J. Brown all the time.
No, we don't. I mean, when it, you know, we speak these real.
T.O., by the way, T.O. played here for 1 year, and T.O. might be one of the seven most popular Eagles in history. Like, we talk about wide receivers all the time.
No, listen, not to the magnitude of, you know, Jason Kelce, quarterbacks, head coaches, you know, general managers. They get
so you want age? Oh, you want to? You just want a wide receiver to represent?
He has two.
We don't never. You know, Deshaun. You know what I mean? Macklin. I've never heard about
Macklin. Can we stop with those?
No, I mean, hold on, D-Jack was great. Stop it.
D-Jack was fine. He was a deep ball threat.
Come on, man.
AJ's,
are you nuts?
AJ would be a better
Who was better, D-Jack or Smitty?
I would say pure receiver Smitty.
No.
Dude.
AJ's better than both.
I'll give AJ.
Yeah. On.
No, AJ's a beast. No, sure. I'm just saying. But that doesn't mean D-Jack wasn't a beast. AJ is a potential D-Jack, Hall of Fame D-Jack, caliber receiver.
I think Beast
and
is
so is D-Jack, by the way.
Beast is a little much for D-Jack.
Okay, maybe not be.
I'm trying.
You are minimizing DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, he was better than Devontae is.
I don't give a damn if he was a small guy or not. He was a feared guy.
What are you doing in the postseason?
Oh, come on. What you doing in the tennis game, Jack?
This is what it's going to turn into. I can't say anything without bringing up freaking tennis.
Yeah, there it is.
Come on, man. Your nonchalant attitude is what's killing me right now. But
yeah,
listen,
I'm a laid-back fella, all right? What do you want you me to mean? Do? You want me to start eating nails for breakfast?
Yeah, you know, feel some type of weight, man. Like, seriously. You need
not
a
that guy.
I'm telling you what to do. Get physical with Joe. You got to. All right, I'm telling you right now. I mean, no friends, man. No old smart. You don't have to hit him, but just get physical with him, man. Let him know your presence is felt. All right, and defense takes energy. But listen, let me get to what my favorite thing is about QB number one. Right?
Wait for this.
Yeah,
let's dig in.
Give me a chance to explain this, though. Right, and this is something that's a little personal.
Yep.
The fact that he's married is my favorite thing about Jalen Hurts. At his age, he can be with any woman he wants. Got a ton of money, attractive guy. You know, he's the head of a franchise, and he decided to marry a woman that he's been with for years. That shows character, that shows discipline, and it shows that, you know, see, the Bible says a man who finds a good thing, a man who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord, right?
So the Bible said that?
Yeah, what it says. You got to read it.
Listen, I didn't know you were a scriptures, man.
Well, you know, sometimes I got to pull the scripture out, you know, to back my, you know, my take. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
But here's
the thing, though, right? When I say that, I say these young kids out here, like young guys, like they're 26, 27, his age, you know, they're not looking to get married. They're so stupid. They want to have babies by so many different women they don't marry to, and they're taking in money. And this guy is smart enough to get married, settle down. And if you are obligated to one woman, then you're obligated to winning most of the time, because your focus can be on winning football games and winning championships, and that helps me out. So I just want to say I thank Mrs. Hurts because she allows him to focus on us to be able to win championships. You get what I'm saying? Like you know what I mean?
Yeah. Structure and stability at home as well.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have it at work, at practice. He has it at home also.
Yep.
Exactly. At his age, you know what I mean? You know, these guys out here.
Man, I wish I'd have had it.
To the bank. And he
I did get married at 27. I think I got married.
So, yes, I was married at 24. Married.
Yeah. Took me till 38. Chuck, now it says up here you would like to be in the fantasy league. You want us to give us your reasons why you should be considered?
Oh, come on, man. Let me explain something. You know, I don't have to give too many reasons, right? To the fact that when I come down, it's a party. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no party.
Yeah, but you suck at fantasy.
Listen, shut up. You know what I mean? Because you suck in tennis.
At tennis,
golf,
I know.
Yeah. Everything else. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I got better. You know what I mean? And I tell you, if you get in this league now, again, it's going to be lights out this year. You know what I mean? That was three, four years ago. I've gotten much better. And let me say something about the football fantasy, right?
Yeah, I know.
This is why
football fantasy. Yeah.
Football fantasy.
Yeah.
This is why I should be in it, right? Because here's the thing. You know, I like to drink beer. And you know, you guys got a bunch of beer coming out down there, and free beer.
Well, didn't you?
There's no free beer.
Yeah,
no, we do not pay for alcohol for listeners. No. Only crab fries.
That's right.
Oh, come on, man.
Nope.
Yep.
We're not allowed to. It's illegal.
Hold on. You helped change any of that?
Yeah. You got in a fight last time you were down there, almost.
No, I didn't. Don't so. Come on, man.
Well, damn, you got a rep.
You know what I mean? Hey, Spike. Listen, I don't got no rep, man. You know what I mean? Listen, here's the thing. I had fun when I went down there. And I think I deserve another chance because I've gotten better. I've gotten better. And listen, there's no party like a party without Chuck from Mount Airy. Simple as that. And not just that. You know, I'm a Mount Rushmore caller. I deserve to be back in there. If Yoshi could be in there for a third year in a row, he's going to be my attorney. I tell you that much. I'm going to give him a fight any chance I've had if he gets in there a third year in a row. I tell you that. That's my guy. I hope he gets in there, but damn. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you who Yoshi's worried about. Yoshi. Yeah. All right, Chuck. All right, brother. All right. Yeah, there he is. Chuck from Mount Airy putting in his application to be in the WIP After New Show Fantasy Football League. All right. It is Jalen Hurts' birthday, and we're celebrating him today.
Yep.
We want you to tell us your favorite thing about QB1, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, I want to talk about something that the Bengals are doing tonight that the Eagles are not, that I think they should. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.